What's up, everybody? You know what happens on Mondays, then now you get something from the archives. Enjoy this week's inspiring motivational interview, and we will catch you later on in the week as we start to share with you some of the best tools and tactics, everything having to do with sales. Let's go. Hey Sharks, welcome back to the show. I am Kaylin Ellsbury and I'm here today with somebody that I've been looking up to on social media. He's really given me a lot of great advice when it comes to all things digital marketing. And his name is Coach Fryer. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kaylin. Super excited to be here. Honored to provide some value for your audience today. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, totally. So let's get into it right away. Tell us a little bit about in detail what you do.
For sure. Well, again, I'm grateful to be here. Super excited about all that possibly could be shared here today. For those that don't know me, maybe I could start with my story. Kaylin, what do you think?
Yeah, I need it.
Awesome. Well, I was born and raised Southern California guy. I grew up on the beach, had this lifelong dream of playing professional baseball. Fast forward the tape, I was fortunate enough back in 2004 to be drafted by the San Diego Padres. Played 8 years professional baseball. Was just a lifelong dream. Baseball cards and all traveled the country and just inspired lots of kids, which is really, really important to me while fulfilling a big dream of mine. I always share that two really cool things happened during my baseball career. One is that I met my now wife, Danny. We've been together now almost 14 years, have four amazing kids and are just super, super blessed. The second is I was introduced to entrepreneurship and just what could be done out there in creating your own business, creating your own lifestyle. And so for the following 8 years, we dove into the network marketing space and got heavily involved there, had a lot of success. And about 5 years ago, some things changed for us business-wise, and I was getting a lot of feedback, a lot of questions, because we had built all of our businesses online up to that point, and everyone at that time was curious. How are you building businesses online? How are you incorporating social media? How are you doing this? Can you teach me? Can you teach my folks? And so about 5 years ago, we transitioned into the coaching and mentoring space, and now we help all entrepreneurs who want to live on purpose and profit through impact and teaching them how to build businesses online. And that brings us to today.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So I want to back up because there's a couple things you said. You know, first of all, I totally forgot that you played for the Padres. I knew you did baseball, but I was like, what team is that? And the reason it's funny, for those of you who don't know, I live right next to that stadium. So
love
there's that embarrassment. So let's talk a little bit about the transition period. When it was over, I mean, I'm assuming your contract just wasn't reassigned. And then was there a moment of indecision with where your path would take you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, any athlete or potential athlete or even professional athlete has the hopes of making it big, making millions, you know, and living, I guess, on that large stage, doing what they love. I unfortunately didn't make it to the big leagues. And, you know, about halfway through my career, 4 years in, I kind of had a sense that, you know, I may or may not make it to the big shot, but I was going to ride it out as long as I could, right? It was a lifelong dream. And I think that a pivotal point in my baseball career was being introduced to entrepreneurship about halfway through, because it kind of sparked the idea, the possibility of, you know, when baseball's over, what are you going to do? While I was playing baseball, you know, I was playing and, you know, during the season was 7 months, and I would go home back to Ventura, California for the other five. And I actually worked part-time for an oil field company. And so I would make as much money as I could in the 5 months in the oil field, but knew that, hey, when baseball's over, gosh, I don't want to be working 60, 70, 80 hours a week in the oil field. That's crazy. And so that kind of opened up my mind to the possibilities.
Yeah. And then it comes down to what's left. At least, you know, that's how I would feel. I was a Zumba instructor and I wound up in the hospital a lot with my health. And I just always had that nagging question, what's left? And so how did you decide, you know, what's left is the business, the mentoring, the coaching? Because you could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, no, I could have done a lot of things. I think that, you know, the driving factor for me was Right about that same time, halfway through my baseball career, we had had our first daughter. And really put things into perspective, not only being away from her and my wife for several months out of the year, but, you know, knowing that retiring was coming up soon and what was I going to do next. And ultimately, my wife and I had this dream, this vision of somehow, someday, being fortunate enough to be able to work from home, create and make our own schedules, and literally like raise our kids, right? That was his vision, this goal that we had many, many years ago. And so that was our driving factor. We didn't know how that was going to happen, what direction that would lead us. But this idea of entrepreneurship that we got introduced to, you know, potentially provided that vehicle to where we thought we could get there.
You touched on purpose earlier. Can you tell me what your purpose is that you know it to be now?
Absolutely. Well, over the last, 12 years now, we've inspired, helped serve tens of thousands of entrepreneurs. And to be honest with you, a big majority of those are parents, are, you know, younger parents with a couple of kids who may or may not realize the skills that they have, the purpose and the vision that they have for the life and the things that they want to do. Our purpose is helping to pull out that passion, that those ideas, and provide a roadmap plan for not just parents, but all folks out there, especially, you know, going through the times that we're going through in the world, realizing that they don't have to just, you know, go day by day by day, that they can actually create a life that they deserve, that they enjoy, that they have freedom to do what they want, when they want, with whom they want, and however they want to do that. And it really has been a passion of ours since the beginning.
So you start out, you're doing relatively well, and then usually we call it the inevitable slump. Did you have an inevitable slump, or was it just like everything was rock solid after you'd made that decision?
If I said it was rock solid, Gaylee, I think that I'd be lying. I think that every entrepreneur has ups, downs, peaks, valleys. I tell you what, though, I think that in this journey, there's going to be a lot of folks out there who think you're crazy. There's going to be a lot of folks who maybe don't agree with what you're doing, the path that you're going down. It's not safe. It's not what everybody else is doing. And so my encouragement for those who are listening is to keep going after those dreams, the vision that you have, no matter how long it takes you to get there. We've definitely had lots of hurdles and challenges. But I would say that if there was one maybe defining moment in our career is back when I was finishing up baseball and going right back home and dipping into the oil field stuff and literally being gone from my wife, from my first daughter for weeks at a time, and coming home and her literally sitting there standing. I got a picture of this, Kaylin, literally my 2-year-old daughter holding up a piece of paper and a sign saying, "Welcome home, Daddy." And it really just, it just crushed me knowing that I was gone for several weeks, you know, and this was happening every single month. And I was only getting to see her and my wife for a couple of days before I'd have to leave again. And I was going to work that much harder at that time to figure out how, again, the ultimate goal, that we could raise our kids ourselves and work from home.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it connects you to a deeper sense of purpose as well. It's so interesting you say it like that, like, I'm hearing, maybe this is my own bias, but I'm hearing that the real hero behind all of this is your wife and kids.
They don't get enough praise and credit, but they're their driver in all that I do for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if Jeff goes more than a couple of days without a regular schedule, I tend to get a little voice stress. So next time I'm gonna try the note card approach. I think that's brilliant.
Love
we'll
it.
See if and it works with the 4-year-old.
Take a picture and document it for sure.
Oh my gosh. That's a dangerous strategy that I am in love with. So you hit your rock bottom. You have your defining moment, which what a beautiful play on words, defining moment. I love that. And it connects you to that deeper sense of self. And start telling me about some of the successes you started to have when everything just clicked.
Yeah. Well, there was, I think, in every person's journey, there's, you know, I look back on the last 12 years of our story and our journey, and I never like to pinpoint on one thing, but rather, you know, share or, you know, be able to inspire those who are listening that along your journey, not all, you're going to have lots of ups and downs, peaks and valleys, lots of, I don't call them failures, but I call them learning lessons. But in spite of that, there's going to be many small wins, and you've got to figure out how to celebrate some of those small wins. Maybe it's, you know, you finally getting, you know, your first client, or maybe it's someone messaging you who's been following you online, who you've never seen like or comment on any of your stuff. And they just shoot you a private message and they say, listen, I never like or comment any of your stuff. I just want you to know I've been watching you from day one. You really inspire me. You've helped me get through this situation and this situation. Keep up the good work. Like, those may not be what transpired to dollar signs maybe for your business, but just knowing your overall purpose and our whole word is impact. We've created a movement called Social Impactors, right? Is a big drive of what we do and is been so critical. And so I would just say that, you know, the small wins are so critical, and that we all have to continue to build on each one of those to eventually create what we feel is that bigger dream and vision for our life.
Yeah, we always say focus on being the best you can be and not what everyone else is doing. And I'll agree, like, there was somebody on Facebook the other day who just left a simple comment, you know, like, hey, thanks for all you do. And I responded and I was like, thanks, have we met? Like, it was a little bit awkward for me. And then she went into this story about how they heard me speak about 14 months ago and it changed her life, you know, and it's like, wow. And that's, I think, the part that anytime somebody jumps into a life of impact, where they put impact as one of the priorities, like, how much impact can I create in the world? What fascinates me so much is we do it not necessarily knowing the amount of people we've reached and how many people need us to step up. And when you're afraid of stepping up into yourself, who is at risk for you having that fear? And that's always been my gut, like, my gut punch moment. Tell me. It's crazy, you know, and we have this thing where I talk about, I love statistics, right? Like, I alluded to that beginning. And did you know, fun fact, 72% of entrepreneurs are experiencing some kind of a mental health disorder. Now, that was pre-COVID, by the way.
I didn't know
72%. Yeah. They are 2 times more likely to suffer from depression. I think it's like 4 times more likely to have anxiety, 10 times more likely to suffer from bipolar disorder. And, you know, I think so many times we get stuck on our entrepreneurial path and it comes about the money because, you know, we need money to feed our families. Like, if we're not making the income, there's something seriously wrong there. We're not providing enough value to exchange that currency. And for some of the happiest people I know, they've entered the influencer space. They've entered the purpose-driven space. And they don't, it's not about the money. It's about getting those letters. Can you tell me about a time when somebody that you didn't even know reached out to you with just absolute gratitude and you got to hear about some of the impact you've made for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's several instances, and I want to say thank you for sharing those stats. I think that I didn't know that. So that's something, you know, I'm always a student at heart, always learning. And that puts a lot of things in perspective for me. I think that encompasses that entrepreneurs out there can sometimes, like you just shared, feel alone, right? Especially if things aren't going their way. So I just acknowledge and am thankful that you shared that, because I think more and more folks need to hear that and might encourage them to seek community, seek mentorship, seek something, right, to surround themselves with, to keep them moving forward. Now, in light of your question, I think that, I mean, we've been blessed to do what we do for countless years now, and there's just been so many different situations, messages. There's one particular that comes to mind. I'll leave names out of this, but, you know, one gal reached out. It's a couple of years ago. Her mom was going through some cancer treatment, and she had you know, recently separated from her husband, had a couple of kids, was trying to build a business online, had kind of lost hope, you know, felt like life was taking this downward spiral per se. And, you know, she just simply reached out, and what I remembered most about it is that it was a voice clip. It wasn't a typed out message. So I got to hear the raw emotion in her voice, and she just simply shared, I'll give you guys the Cliff Notes version of how a lot of the content and videos that I was creating, were inspiring to her, that she woke up every single day with new purpose, with new excitement, even amidst all the chaos that was going on around her and the tragedy and all that stuff. And just that my videos, maybe, you know, she wasn't, you know, a client of ours or whatever, but just that she was listening, even though she didn't like, she didn't comment, she didn't interact. I had never heard from her before, but that what I was doing, my vision for what we were doing to help serve and impact folks online was really blessing her in that way. And I just, I'm not the emotional type, Kaylin, but like I started to tear up a little bit. I was like, this is why we do what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the ultimate why is, and that's what absolutely fascinates me is the people who you don't even know you're impacting, you know, who are their voices? What are their concerns? What are they struggling with? You know, when they get home after a tough day, what's that thought going on in their head? And we have an episode, I'll send it to you, but oh my goodness, we have an episode where it gets so deep and you touched on loneliness. And I didn't realize that would be a theme of this podcast when I set out to create it. But every single person who has been on the show, Coach, like every single person has mentioned the extreme loneliness they feel. And it comes down to then, you know, that sense of community. And that's so impactful. So as we talk about community, open up a little bit and tell me more about your Facebook group.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just to key off again, what you shared is entrepreneurs or even those who are maybe not entrepreneur minded, just it can feel like a lonely world out there at times, right? Especially those who are entrepreneur minded. And I think that mentorship and community is going to be your backbone. That's going to be there for you, you know, no matter what you're going through. And I know that, you know, personally, we wouldn't be where we're at today without mentors every step of the way. It doesn't always have to be one, could be several. You know, having that circle of five mentors that I can lean on, message, text, call, jump on a quick FaceTime with at any time, anywhere, just to seek encouragement, to vent, whatever is needed, is so crucial. But the second part of that is community. And here's what we've realized is that building a business, which is kind of our expertise per se, is what more and more people are trying to figure out nowadays. And it, even though it seems like a lot of people are doing it, there's still so few doing so, right? And when they do decide to muster up the courage of wanting to figure out how they can work from home, figure out how to generate an income online, take a skill set that they have and create a course or a program or whatever that might be, you know, it's a lonely path because all those folks who are typically surrounding them laugh at them. They say, ah, that won't work. You'll never be able to do that. And the doubt starts to creep in. And this is where I feel community is so important. And so several years ago, we created a community called Social Impactors. And it's simply those who are wanting to figure out how to start, create, build, scale a business online, and know that money follows impact. That if we can figure out how to impact the lives of other folks physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, that the money will follow. And so this is a community we created over 13,000 strong now at the time of this recording. And we've just been blessed to serve those folks in there.
Yeah. I mean, even talking to you, like, I feel so inspired, right? Like, so thank you for that. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. So all the sharks listening, you guys can check it out. And where can they learn? Let's say they do want to learn more about how to build the business side of it. You know, what are some resources or where can they go to learn more about what you've got going on?
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate you opening the conversation for us to share. You know, our main website, coachfryer.com, is the main hub for all of our information, whether it be some free downloadable resources. We publish two new blog posts every single week, every Monday and Wednesday morning, a brand new blog post is published. You know, we're just doing our best to continue to help serve, educate, inspire those who are open and willing to figure out how to create maybe a little bit different path than they may have envisioned, being able to take a skill set, something they're passionate about, and be able to turn it into something that they could really make an impact and a difference, whether that's locally, in their communities, worldwide, what have you, and use the ability of technology, right? I'm just so thankful that, you know, I talk about just technology and what we all have the opportunity at our fingertips to create nowadays. It just blows my mind, you know, just to show others what's possible.
Oh, I love it so freaking much. So yeah, I will hook all of you guys up in the show notes. Send them your way. Cause you're truly a master at what you do. I mean, look at it. We met through Facebook, right? And I don't even remember how.
I think over 2,500 live videos now, hopefully maybe one of them circulated out there. It caught your attention.
Yeah, it had to have. So listen, thank you so much for being on the show. I always end with this. If there's somebody driving to work or, you know, depending on when this airs, maybe they're walking to work on their couch. what advice do you have for them if they're currently experiencing one of the tough times?
It's going to go back to what we just shared. This is such a powerful question. In number one would be to seek community. Find a group. It doesn't have to be a large group. It could be 2, 3, 4, 5 people. It could be 100. Could be thousands. Doesn't matter. Start with community. I think that one of the simplest ways to do that is we're all on Facebook. We're all on social media nowadays. Facebook groups is a huge focus moving forward. Mark Zuckerberg said it himself. Find a community that has the same interests, passions, things that you do, and just dig into that community. Create some new friendships, new relationships with those folks. It may not show to be what you need right at that moment, but long term, trust me, it's going to help you get through a lot of things. And the second would be to seek mentorship, seek guidance, find someone somewhere who is either doing what you want to do or has some experience or knowledge in what you want to do, and literally jump into their back pocket.
Yep. Which is exactly why I am jumping on the Coach Fryer bandwagon. I look up to you. Thank you. Thank you so much for making that change many, many years ago and really committing to a life of purpose and social impact, because the people like me need the people like you. So thank you. And I appreciate you being on the show.
Absolutely. We all need each other. So let's continue to lift each other up, serve the best we can, and just continue to rock and roll. Thanks so much for having me, Kaylin. Appreciate it.
Heck yes. Bye.